Sagt der Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Mes le mes, if someone related to the king passed away, unlike the Kohen Gadol who follows like from behind and waits till they turn the corner, with the king, the halacha is, Eina Yaitze does not go out, mi Pesach Palterin Shaloi. Doesn't leave the entrance of his palace. The king is grieving. You look at him, he's Sebrachin. He's in pain. It's not the covet of the king that the people should see him in such a state. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Reitze Lotze Sachar Amita Yaitze. If he wants to be Mevater, if he wants to be Michael on his covet, walk out after the Mita, he can do so. There's a precedent for that. Shekem Etzinu B'David, we find it by David, Sheyotze Achem Itase Shel Avner, he followed literally the bed, meaning to say, the bed that Avner was laying on after Avner was killed. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'hamelech David hoylech achre hamita. So you see that a king can if he wants. Amrulai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lehoya Adavar Elo Lefayis Esa'am. The only reason David did that was to appease the people. The Melech Shaul was no longer here. Ishbosheth, Shaul's son, claimed to be the next king. Now Shaul had a general, his main general, named Avner ben Ner. First he said, okay, let Ishbosheth, let Shaul's son become king. But later he said, no. He wanted to make a treaty with David. Yoav, who was David's general, was not happy with this. He said, Avner's trying to trick us. So Yoav surprised Avner and killed him. This was a terrible thing. It could have divided all of Klal Yisrael because it looked like David ordered his general to kill Avner. So therefore, David had to make it very clear. There had to be a very clear public display that David was crying by the Levaya. He did not want Yoav to do this to Avner. That's why he made an exemption and went out and followed his Mita to show that he was very upset about what happened. Zakta Mishnah Vaito, Kishim Mevarinai. See again the Suda Savaro. When you bring the Aval, the first Suda, so by the king, Kala Am Mesuban Al Aretz, everyone does Haseba on the ground. Again, the word Haseba means that's how they would eat. They did Haseba, like we do Pesach night. For whom may save Al Hadargosh? The king sat on a couch. By the Kohen Gadol, it says he sat on a Safsal. That's like a bench. By the king, there's like more covered. He sits Mamish on a couch. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah that the king does not go out after the Orin. He doesn't leave his palace. Rabbi Yehuda says if he wants to, he can. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to bring a raya from David, who went out after the Mita of Avner, but the Chachamim said he only did that to show everyone that he was upset that Avner was killed. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that by the Sudas Avra of the king, everyone sits on the ground. That's how they eat, and the king sits on a couch. The couch is also a little lower than the way he would sit regular, but it's more bakavadik. A little more bakavadik than the safsal that the Kohen Gadol sits on.